Time for the best 5 minutes of the day. Jason Kanz, our neuropsychologist friend in Eau Claire. Before he goes to his job, he joins us on the radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is Friday. That's always nice.
It is, for sure. Yeah. And as we talked about yesterday, I'm off, which makes it even nicer.
Oh, you are. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, that is. Congratulations. Enjoy.
Yeah, I will.
Uh-huh. We've got a big Teamwork Africa thing tonight at Bethesda, 6 o'clock, dessert celebration. So
very nice.
And there will be
what
a table.
What sorts of desserts?
Pardon me?
I said, what sorts of desserts?
Yeah, I mean, whatever people bring. We've got, you know, the dessert makers. And so they'll be good.
Right.
Homemade. Homemade. But then there is a table for kind of the gluten-free, dairy-free, low sugar. And there'll be fruit over there, so.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Kind of updating. 14 years, you know. We never set out to start a nonprofit, and I wouldn't recommend it, but
sure,
it will mold and shape your life, you know. So,
but here you are,
yeah,
14 years later,
exactly.
Yep,
and going on 27 years of marriage. Okay, so boy, a lot of things in the news. First of all, the Trump Musk battle. The one thing that I think has been most striking to me, and that was the lead story in terms of my, I do a headline summary coming out of the 5:30 weather. And so the one thing to me is, remember how especially in the first term of Donald Trump would hire somebody, General Kelly, right, or other people, and they say, this guy is the greatest ever. And then when he would fire them, he'd say, like, they're the worst ever. And so that's my whole thing is we, for the defenders of Trump and MAGA, for all this time, it's been 6 months of explaining and defending Elon Musk, and now he's left after apparently a phony news conference on Friday, and now all of the blasting, and so now we're supposed to believe he's the worst? I mean, you were just defending him for 6 months.
Right. I mean, that's been the general pattern, right, is that, hey, this person's amazing. Hey, this person's amazing. And all of a sudden, it's just like a coin flip, and now, as you said, the worst person in the world. And this isn't new with Musk, right? I mean, this happened in the first administration, and it's happening again.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I think it shows, for me, an inconsistency that doesn't make me very happy.
Having said that, again, I have to say, President Trump is one skilled brander. So I've never heard a piece of legislation referred to. Almost it's like you're going to get arrested if you don't call it the Big Beautiful Bill. But Ron Johnson has been pretty clear here, a Republican senator, all week long, that he doesn't think it's too beautiful. So,
yeah, we have seen a couple of people come out speaking against the Big Beautiful Bill, right? And I think, you know, I've got to watch that. Who is speaking out against it? And yeah.
Anyhow, also some big news in CCM yesterday. Julie Royce and the Royce report, and apparently a lengthy investigation into the long time. Well, of course, Michael Tate, formerly DC Talk. More recently, the Newsboys had left in January, and then they issued a statement regarding all of that. So that's another item of prayer and concern for sure. So,
yeah. Yeah. You know, and I think, you know, people can certainly find that story about what's going on. And I think really unfortunate because, you know, in terms of CCM, there are not many acts that are bigger than DC Talk and the Newsboys, right?
Right.
And just tragic to see that coming out. And
yeah.
I'm sure we'll see more coming forward in the next few weeks.
And I remember, I mean, I've seen Michael Tate in concert, whether it was with DC Talk or with the Newsboys when he was in the area. And, I mean, State Theater, at various events. And so, I mean, and, you know, he can really relate to the crowd, I can tell you. So, anyhow.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, I guess, the passing of a theologian, Walter Brueggemann. So.
Yeah. Yeah, probably one of the things he's better known for is the prophetic imagination. You know, the Old Testament scholar wrote some absolutely beautiful things, ways to think about Scripture. And you know, he's been around a long time and certainly a loss in the theological community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well-known and appreciated by many. I saw a full two paragraphs by Justin Arnold on Facebook this morning, so don't have time to share all that, at least now. But we do have time for Titus 3, 4 through 7 today.
That says, when God our Savior revealed his kindness and love, he saved us not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth, new life through the Holy Spirit. He generously poured out the Spirit upon us through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Because of his grace, he declared us righteous and gave us confidence that we will inherit eternal life.
And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, you tackle those four verses in this one paragraph. When my son appeared, he changed all that. He came in goodness and loving kindness, the very things for which I created you. He did not save you because of anything you said or did. Your righteousness did absolutely nothing to sweeten the deal. Life with me is grace and mercy from top to bottom. Jesus saved you from every bit of unrighteousness. And if I turn the page correctly here, making you new and pure. Your ongoing renewal is upheld and energized by my Holy Spirit. You are a fellow heir in our eternal kingdom. Final thought.
I like that idea of ongoing renewal, right? You know, we don't become a Christian, you know, at 22 and then stop growing.
Yeah.
You know, there's an ongoing process, you know. Mm-hmm. If you haven't changed in your beliefs between 20 and 40, mm-hmm. You're mm-hmm. probably not doing it right. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that's, we grow. We seek to grow, and that's guided by the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, growth is a good thing, and hopefully we're seeing it. Thank you, Jason. Appreciate it.
You there bet.
We
Talk
go.
Later. Yeah.
Come a jumping. That was Carol, the birthday gal. So she got a birthday tomorrow. Happy birthday, Carol. I think the family was celebrating already this week, I read on Facebook. 63 degrees on a Friday. One of our two wake-up call requests is for 12-year-old Megan. Hey, Megan, happy birthday.
Thanks.
You're in Elk Mound, so are you finishing sixth grade?
I am in sixth grade going on to seventh grade.
All right. Well, that's are you all done with school, or do you still have another day or two?
I finished school, last week.
Nice. Okay. Where do you go to school?
I've Venture Academy in Lake Cali.
Oh, nice. So that's a really nice school there, first year. Well, mm-hmm. did you really enjoy it there?
I loved it.
Oh, that's awesome. Way to go. Huh. Yeah. Do you know my friend, Mrs. Steinke?
Yes, I do.
She's pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, great. Who is your teacher?
Miss Lean.
Miss Lean, okay. And now, you're going to go there for seventh grade, too?
Yep.
And do you know who your teacher will be for that?
I forgot his name.
Yeah. You'll find out. You'll have a long time to learn his name.
Yeah.
What are your plans for your birthday today?
So I have plans for tomorrow because today we're very busy.
Uh-huh.
It's my little brother's end of the year day, and I have his baseball game to go to.
Okay. Well, good luck to him in that. And are you the older sister?
Yep.
All right. And do you play any sports?
No, not really.
What do you like?
Well, I do horse riding.
Oh, nice. That's a pretty good skill to have.
It really is.
Fantastic. Where do you like to ride at?
What's it called again? My Talash's Dream.
Oh, okay.
Riding.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Well, what's your plans for tomorrow for the birthday?
I'm planning to just have a home party with mm-hmm. family.
Fantastic. Well, Megan, you seem very comfortable. You know, interviewing kids is one of the tougher things that we broadcasters sometimes face, but you are very conversant, so thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
And how do you like being 12?
I don't really know.
Yeah, you're just getting into it. It would be like, you could say, Mark, that's a silly question. I'm just turning 12. So, yeah, well, enjoy it. Happy birthday. And I've got a little song for you. Ready? Here we go.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy birthday and all your dreams are true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday.
Okay, nobody ever sang that to you before, right? Right?
No.
Yeah, all right. Happy birthday, Megan. Have a terrific day. Keep that smile. All right, there we go. Megan in Elk Mound with us today. We have somebody on the line who's got a birthday today, I think, right? Ryan Westaby?
Yep, it's my birthday today.
Happy 42nd birthday. How are you feeling?
A little bit older than yesterday, I guess.
Okay, yeah, good enough. So, Ryan, tell us a bit about yourself. What do you do for a living?
Well, for right now, I'm working for a nonprofit, working, kind of doing training and stuff like that.
Okay.
So,
and you're married?
Yep, married. It'll be 12 years on the 29th this month.
And so. How many kids?
Two.
All right. And give us their names and ages.
Gemma, and she's 5. She finished her first year, only year of 4K yesterday, and then Maddie's 3.
And what are your plans for your birthday?
We're going to head over to Menominee to go to the racetrack tonight.
Okay. So. You like to do that, huh?
Yeah. I've always enjoyed dirt track racing, so
okay.
I always just kind of plan a day around my birthday and invite all the friends over, and we go have some fun.
Well, there you go. Is that everybody in your family, the Westerby family, is that kind of your thing?
It's been a lot of us.
Yeah. Okay.
It's been kind of fun because I got my one nephew really into it.
Uh-huh.
He finally come the all first time. He's like, "This is awesome." And I'm like, it's fun to see the young ones really get into it. So.
For sure. Hey, we got to get to the news. So happy birthday, Ryan. Good to talk to you on the radio, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thanks so much, sir. Ryan in Fall Creek. 2 birthday wake-up calls this morning. The Whip Wake-Up Show on a Friday morning, WWIB. And headline, man completes 70-mile hike with fridge on his back. What?
So the first thing I thought of when I read this headline is my kids and I were reading recently about Samson, and there's a story in scripture of Samson taking the gates from a Philistine city and putting them on his back and like walking them miles and miles away. And so that's what I thought of originally, is this Samson-esque, a 70-mile hike with a fridge on her back. It's a British man. He fulfilled a bet made with his late wife by completing a grueling 70-mile hike while carrying an 80-pound fridge freezer on his back, doing it for charity.
After his wife passed, just before Christmas, Matt Jones took on the challenge, raising $68,000 for a hospice in Wales.
Now, this hike wasn't just 70 miles, which is crazy enough. It was 15,000 feet in elevation gain, so he's walking uphill.
Huh. Story behind his hike began last September from a bet he made with his wife, Vicky, after he awoke in the hospital and he received a new hip.
The surgeon told Jones he had to slow down or risk causing further damage to other parts of his body.
So Vicky told the surgeon that her husband completed the hike in 2018 in which he fractured his ankle and lacerated his Achilles during the first mile of the 35-mile trail.
But he continued despite his injuries. As a result, he had to spend 4 days in the hospital and needed 2 surgeries.
Vicky told the doctor, "Knowing my husband, he'll try and complete it next time with a fridge on his back."
Mr. Jones replied that he would do it twice, quote, "with a fridge freezer on my back." And apparently that's what started all of this.
Turned into a bet. He says he never thought he could accomplish such a feat after his operation, but said that his late wife was confident in him. Fortunately, she passed. Unfortunately, 2 days before Christmas, she was a mother to the couple's 4 children.
And see, this is something where it seems just nuts, but actually it's some of those innocuous little conversations that they had as husband and wife and saying, you know what, that's actually a way to remember her. And, man, I think... really, really intriguing beyond so much more than just the headline. It ends up being a pretty sweet story.
That
but I
something.
Don't know that I don't know that that's anything that I want to make a bet with my wife about.
A lot of different fundraisers out there.
It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, 64 degrees and high time here on the Whip Wake Up Show that we get you caught up on everything you might have missed in the past week in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. It's a service we offer, but we always bring it to you in condensed form because we respect your time. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Donald Trump's golf course in New Jersey was hit with 18 food violations.
Yeah, I guess you could say the golf course's menu isn't up to par.
Good one.
Police in Italy arrested the getaway driver for a gang of bank robbers and were shocked to find out he was 77 years old.
He would have gotten away, except it was 4 o'clock and he couldn't resist stopping for dinner.
Might have been pasta.
China now has a limit on TV reality shows. Broadcasters are restricted on how many shows they can produce per year and how frequently they can be shown.
And no show is allowed whose title includes the words Housewives or Kardashians.
Uh-huh.
Nearly half of parents have been shamed by their own children for bad recycling practices.
So the same kids who can't remember to put their dishes in the dishwasher somehow became environmental compliance officers.
Right.
A study found that kids 15 and under are not getting the daily recommended minimum amount of exercise.
Yeah, apparently the workout their thumbs get scrolling TikTok doesn't count.
You got a whole rest of your body to use.
Another study finds new moms get just over 7 hours of sleep a night, but it's not quality sleep.
Proving the old saying that moms can never have nice things.
We love you, moms.
And finally, June is now here. It's the month that gives us Father's Day and Donut Day.
And honestly, all Dad wants for Father's Day is a lot of donuts.
And today is Donut Day.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
All right, summing up 17 and a half hours of programming on the WIB Wake Up Show in less than 2 minutes, here is the best of the week. Today's number is 136 million. That's the number of items in the Smithsonian. Who had to count all those?
As I've grown older, I don't know if there's any health benefits of eating, like, the peel, the skin, so to speak, of baked potatoes. But as I've gotten older, it's like, you know what? I don't need to peel that. I'm just going to eat it as it is. And now I'm curious if that gives me any health benefits or if I'm just eating it for no reason. Quick Googling. Yes, there are several health benefits to consuming the skin of potatoes. Potato skins are a rich source of fiber, vitamins, and minerals.
There we go.
So there you go. They also contain antioxidants and flavonoids. We are learning right along with you, friends.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Silas from Rockdale.
Wow.
Silas, you would just have the knack to get through our
Four
phone lines.
Four times in one segment.
Go ahead.
Including three in a row. Hi.
Is it someone who works at Walmart?
Okay.
A Walmart employee.
Sure.
Great guess. Is that it? It's not.
Thank you, Silas. All right, we've got one more guess. Is Silas going to get through again? 715-723-2555. And he's working hard to get this Culver's.
Silas making call-in history. Is this Silas again?
Yeah.
I don't know how he's doing that. There's other calls coming.
Five times, Silas.
In
one segment.
All right.
I can never remember this happening.
Okay, so he said a Culver's team member. True Blue crew at Culver's.
Could that be it? It's not, Silas. Sorry.
All right, Silas, hang with us.
Want to join in and keep the good going? Next month's act of kindness is...
Surprising strangers by paying for their ice cream.
You can be part of the kindness jar, too.
I mean, my goodness, can I just say this real quick? You guys, what a great town. You guys have a kindness jar?
Yeah.
I mean, can we borrow that for Detroit for a little while? Like... That sounds great.
Today's number is 25. That's the percentage of pet owners who say they've tested their pet's food. Really? One out of four of you? Okay, like ever. Not appealing.
No, thank you.
Not planning to eat pet food this weekend, Caleb, but that's the best of the week.
I missed that part, and thank you for pointing that together, Halvo, as always here. But I completely missed that pet owners taste their pet's food. Like, I realized, like, you know, you the baby bottle or the baby, you know, whatever. It's like, oh, got to make sure it's not too hot. I'm not going to eat the dog's food and make sure it's not too crunchy for him.
Right.
Sorry.
No appeal.
Try that.